Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequencies. Hello, we have a special guest tonight, George C. Scott, and Louis Armstrong.
I see skies of blue. I don't know the rest of the song because I got too drunk, but I'm gonna sing about it.
Yes,
Mr. Pratchett.
You have a head cold tonight, so yeah. But we got. It's going to be a very interesting vibe because we're going to get him to sing for the episode. I'm going to sing, do some George C. Scott and Louis Armstrong imitations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, man. It's gnarly. Hey, man. Hey.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, no. You ever heard of E.T., the extra testicle?
How was your week? Never mind, because you exposed yourself to air conditioning. There you go.
You see, here's the problem, man. I was living this bunk, and I was like, we were in, like, Florida. We were down, like, in Miami. And, like Wednesday morning, we were, like, 90 degrees, and I fell asleep, and I said, fuck this shit. I got to turn the air on, man. So I turned the fucking air on. And then we end up in Central Georgia, and it's like 45.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and I was like Walt Disney. I was a popsicle.
You were frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen.
So I caught the head, man, but it's all good.
Yep.
Because it kind of makes me sound sexy in an old kind of way.
Yep, you're going back to the blues days, baby.
Right
back
on. Yeah. Hell yeah. Old Louie going to break it down for you. What a wonderful world.
That's exactly what you were about.
How you been, Lisa? How the hell have you been?
Well, I'm better. I mean, I'm back to normal. And feeling good, pretty all right. I'm back to walking again and doing all my normal stuff. But, you know, thinking about I went over one piece of audio a day for like an hour. But one clip. Yeah. I was like, I was going to download it, but I'd like to type, but then it just was too, all it says was, this is Walter. And I thought it was funny. So I'll do it next week. All right, but I know we're going to continue talking about what we were talking about last week. Before we do, I want to give a shout-out to Natalie. I gave her the link, and I hope she's listening. I want to send my love to her and Mikey. Okay, I know.
Hello,
to both of them. Hello, and I just want to say hello to them. And then we'll talk about whatever the fuck we're going to talk about, because I don't even know. I mean, you know what I mean? Whether we want to go down the road of investigation.
Oh, no, really? Okay, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
What are your two favorite types of spirits?
Spirits? The Comedy Club and the Justice Group. No, I'm only kidding. The two favorite types? I like the ones that have a sense of humor.
No,
I'm only kidding. I really have to say that. And I've dealt with both. Most of the time, it's either I'm seriously, and Dawn, if she's listening to this, will tell you herself that our spirits are they can either be the Comedy Club or the Justice Crew. Either they're working on something or they want to help us, you know, like where it's important, we know, you know what I mean? And make sure we don't get into trouble or somebody doesn't hurt us or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or they're the comedy club and telling us not to step in shit that's on the floor. Okay, so I'm not lying. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Okay? Or telling
us,
drop that.
I like bourbon and gin myself.
Wow. Oh, you're talking about those kind of spirits.
No, I'm just kidding. No, actually, you're pretty much spot on with what I like. But what I mean by like, I kind of should have used a better descriptor. I mean, like when you go into an investigation and you've been appraised or not been appraised of the situation of what you might experience, my favorite are them being honest and serious. Because we got a show, you know.
Yeah,
but,
right, exactly.
Well, like, it's the ones that completely surprise you in a good way.
Oh, my God, you're so
It's
right.
like they just come off and do something or say something or interact with you. Like, let me give you an example.
Oh, my God,
When we were doing the historic Scott County Jail on Halloween night of 2021, shout out to the historic Scott County Jail, and that's Miranda Young and Christy, Sumter. And, they run a wonderful museum there.
Okay.
And it's a 3-story jail. And on the second story, when we got up to the second level, story level, whatever, the women's ward, me and my team, we were sitting in a when you first walk up the stairs, you come up, and there's a hallway right in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, there's this one room directly to your right, and it was a holding cell. So we go in there, and we take the ovulus 5D. I was trying to remember the right number and letters. Yeah. We have 2 ovulus. Or is that ovuli? Or is ovuli something that...
Ovulus.
Okay, ovuli sounds like something medical. Okay. But hopefully in a good way.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
ovulus, anyway...
Yeah. I still have it.
Well, no, there's 2 of them. So if one ovulus be 1 ovulus and 2 ovulus be 2 ovuli...
I only have the ovulus. I have no idea.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Exactly.
But, back to the story. Our team, me, Ryan, and Mike, shout out to my team members, Mike McConnell, Ryan Poling, Marcus Bishop. We're all in this holding cell.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye that's going by that hallway where we just came up the stairs, right?
Yep.
So I immediately grab the digital recorder, and and Ryan's got the my SLS camera. I actually build those. So he was using this. It was the first time he got to use one on an investigation since I started building them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the digital recorder audio, As it went by, and I'm like, I'm saying, who is that? Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And I amplify the audio, and I hear it saying, go away, like, leave me alone. And it was a female-sounding EVP. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't expecting none of that. And I found out later from the jail that, because I didn't really know, when we got I got there late. I had a radiator hose blow on my... GFC envoy.
Oh, that ain't fair.
And we got there about an hour and a half late for the investigation. So I was kind of rushing through things, and I didn't really, I didn't listen to her what she said each level was. I just wanted to get in there because we had a time constraint that we had to meet. And I jumped in there, and I was unaware that was a female area. Mm-hmm. That was a female holding area. So then to the end. We get to the opposite end of that hallway, and I caught some of my best SLS footage. I actually could feel it touching me. Brian's filming me, and it's touching me.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I say, is it touching me? He's like, yeah. Is it above my head?
Crap.
Yeah. It was great.
Oh, that's,
and that's
fantastic.
And that's on try10paranormal.com.
So that's,
and the reason I brought that up is because that kind of stuff, when spirits interact with you in that kind of way, that's one of my absolute favorite kind of spirit interactions.
Me too.
The other one would be have to be something to the effect of you're able to communicate with something and you're at a private investigation and you're pretty certain, based on everything that you've done and everything you've tried and what you've been told by the homeowner who wants you to cross it, that have made absolute communication with whatever you're being asked to cross, and you actually get something on the EVP that says, the name of the person, and I love you. And that happened, and I was in tears.
Oh, my God. That is, I can identify with that 100%. That is,
and I said, in Jesus' name, go to the light, find the light. And she's like in tears, and she and I'm like, I love you too. And she was telling her she loved her as she crossed, you know.
I
wasn't supposed to tell you that she was a she, but okay.
That's all right.
She identified as a customer. How do you like that? But I don't charge, of course. You know, I do not charge. Ever.
No, it's against the rules. It's against the rules.
Ever. This is insane what people will do for money, but no.
Oh, that's a good
one. And I'm not knocking people that do it. As for my personal, the way I roll, I don't charge. It's just not cool.
Me either.
I build equipment, sell it, and then use the money to pay for the investigation venue.
Right, and that works, and that's how you, that makes sense. That's totally cool. And people, not to knock people who do it, because it's a way of living, and they're real. Now, I don't knock those people, but you know the people we're talking about, the people that want to make a buck and roll over people like with a steamroller. All right, those kind of people, they can go fuck themselves. But
the
anyway,
kind that Houdini
loves
to go after. That Houdini would go after. I'm talking about charlatans. Here's the deal. If you're going to get the word out and you're going to get a bunch of people together and you're going to do a convention and you got to keep it alive and you got to keep it real and you're not trying to fuck over anybody, that's different.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely
But if you
beautiful.
Are go, if you're going after everybody because you want to, you know, this is a cash cow, maybe you shouldn't be fucking over people. That's just my opinion.
I know. And but thankfully most of the conventions and most of the good the events
I know a lot of people that are straight
But some
up.
People want to roll over people to get, like, if a person is good and, like, Frank was, here, I'll give this out. Frank was a good man, Frank Sumption. And he had a great creation. All right?
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to one-up him. And then they treated him like fucking garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right? And built his creation, mass-produced it, which he didn't care about because it wasn't – he just wanted everybody to just investigate and just be happy and use anything that they could. But when you – but some people, they just railroaded him and made fun of him and put him down. And then when he died, they became his best friend, which pisses me off.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that back in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we did. Well, listen, I got a story to tell you about Pennhurst, okay?
Oh, please.
Now, Pennhurst, it was a public investigation, so I was there with Dawn, and you know what I mean? And like, we had a Frank's box, and we went down to the basement area. You know, we had been to Pennhurst before, so we were familiar with the place. We're running the Frank's box, and we're downstairs, and there's a few people with us, you know, and people down there, right? All of a sudden, the Frank's box, Walter's like, happy birthday, girl, right? And we're like, who's the birthday? Whose birthday is it? We start asking, whose birthday is it? Is it a spirit's birthday? What is that? And they're like, find the birthday girl. And they kept saying, happy birthday, girl. Right? No, it was Marianne was with us. It was me, Marianne, I think. And wasn't me, Marianne, and Dawn? Yeah, I think so. And we went up, we went upstairs. And as we were walking past this one room, these two women come out. And I saw me and Marianne saw something walk behind them. Right?
Wow.
So we went running in the room, and they were like, oh, we were just in there. And the one girl, the lady named Shelf, she looks at us, she goes, well, this is my first investigation. Today's my birthday.
Neat.
Okay? And we were like, wait a minute, for real? And she's like, yeah, today's my birthday. So we got to run a Frank's box with her. So we went up to another room in Pennhurst, and we put it on, and literally they came on and said, happy birthday, and they said, how'd you like the cake? And I said, what do they mean? She said she stuffed an entire piece of cake in her mouth on the way in the car. Now do you see what I mean about the comedy club versus the...
That's why I believe that God has a sense of humor, and the afterlife is full of it.
Yes, exactly. It was crazy. We found the birthday girl. We were downstairs, two floors down, in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were in the basement, and they were upstairs. We weren't even in the same vicinity with them. So I think that
you
say what spirits we like, I like that kind of thing that happened. I really do. Because it made her birthday special. You see?
What I tell people quite often, and I say this almost every show we do, but I love hearing me say it. Because it means a lot to me, considering what I've seen and done. And I'm going to say it again. Spirits are people, too. And a lot. And if we're lucky enough to retain some of those lovely character traits, you know, some of us, I guess, we retain the bad ones, and we act like we're things we're not on the other side.
Right, I got you.
But bad way. But I think the really great ones, the ones that are funny, and they pull these little things, you know, I don't think that people can't gravitate toward the, this ain't funny, this is terrifying. They don't get it.
Yeah.
I've known people that, let me give an example. You remember, a shout out to an amazing author. His name was Oscar Wilde.
Yes.
And he wrote a book called The Canterville Ghosts.
Oh, God, I forgot about
My favorite Victorian era book. Mm-hmm. I think it was a Victorian era. I just know it's an amazing book, an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story, and I'm just kind of using this as a template a little bit, the kids are trying to trip the ghost up because they're literally playing tricks on the ghost.
Of course.
They're trying to trick the ghost and trying to trip him and, you know, Sir Simon, and they're trying to do, well, anyway, you get the gist.
They're trying to do
mean things to the ghost. Well, you know, a lot of people, it's kind of inverse. You go to investigation and you get your hair pulled and immediately you think something's trying to kill you or hurt you.
But
a lot of times it might just be a really... You know, someone who was really, it was like a playboy in their life or something, or someone who's, you know, just trying to be cute with you and you can't understand it. But it's when they start throwing stuff in front of you and knocking things around and getting intimidating, you know, that it changes the paradigm a little bit.
Yes.
But I think a lot of times they're just being cute.
I know. They just want to touch you. They're just letting you know they're there. Most times, unless you're in the house I lived in New Jersey that we talked about before with my girlfriend, when I was sitting on a couch and a knickknack flew off the shelf and almost hit me in the face. That's a little different.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a little different. Or get the sound of glass breaking that the neighbors would call, okay, checking to see if the windows broke because they heard it. Nothing was broke. It sounded like somebody was smashing the windows. It was bad. That's what led me into my investigation. It would sound like somebody was taking a sledgehammer, banging the walls, and plaster was falling. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was bad. Okay, but that's what led me to invest. That's a different story than just getting, you know, your head touched or your arm pulled or, you know what I mean?
Well, when you think about it, if let's say that that's not the ceiling falling down because it's old, let's say that you actually are having direct spirit interaction. You know, like kinetic contact where it's getting, you know, it's trying to get your attention, or, you know, like the ghost in the subway on the movie Ghost, where he's kicking. Teaching Patrick Swayze how to kick the can and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are they cool.
I love that movie.
Are they focusing whatever they can train from their environment to make that happen? And is it, we may look at it like, well, they're just being cute, but they're actually either trying to get our attention, or
yes.
maybe even it is, and maybe it is a maybe it is a malevolent thing. But usually, as a sensitive, I can sense. Here's the thing: I can't sense the comedy in the spirit. What I
yes.
can sense is there's lack of negativity, per se.
I know.
So if it's doing whatever the hell it's doing, is it trying to get your attention? Is it trying to play a little game with you? Is it trying to contact you and get you to maybe ask questions? Or, you know, you never know. That's the great thing about the paranormal.
That's
the thing
I
love
like
about the
God.
Paranormal. I do not understand, but I'm going to try.
Look, that's why I rely on my guide, Walter, because he knows, okay? This way I know because he knows. You understand what I mean? Like, I've heard negative spirits come in. Like, we've been in incidences where we've literally heard Walter, first he'll say, I can't see them that good. Who are they? And we've heard that. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't see them that good? You understand? And I'm like, I know, don't quite understand that. But then he would say, get out. Leave.
Yeah.
You don't belong here or whatever. And we'd be like, whoa, what the hell's going on? Yeah, don't
exactly.
and you could hear it. So we just stand there like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But no, that's why I'm glad I have him, because you know what I mean? It makes my life a little easier. I mean, I'd rather not deal with negative spirits anyway. That's not my thing. My thing is to help people. You know, you get my drift. You understand what I mean?
Oh, I know. But, we talked about where you're talking.
Yeah.
You know, see, that's something, and I bet you can help me do that someday.
Yes.
Connect with my spirit guide, ask who he is, and
I'll find out this week. I'll ask him.
And use that type of just genuine communication to see if I can get a heads up, because I think that is so delicious and brilliant that you're able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, where you're
and he goes
I don't
other
not
places,
sure
so. I don't know he
that everyone can.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I got a question. Can everybody do it? What do you think?
I think so. I think if they really, I know Frank said they could. Frank did. Frank had his spirit guides, who I heard, and he heard Walter, and I heard his guides way before we knew. Is that not crazy? Okay, so
No, it's not. Not, no.
All right.
It's not.
All right.
I've heard your audio. Yeah. You're not trying to sell anyone anything. I'll say that right now.
No.
We're going to get your audio up, try to, by next week.
Yep, and as for William, William's guiding me too, so it's William and Walter. It's the W and W.
I gotta get back with you about something. I heard what you were talking about last week. I'm glad we were talking about this. When I listened to the replay of our broadcast of last week, when I could actually be heard properly.
Okay, Louis.
hey, man. No, it's not
no,
Louis.
You're
cheap.
Cheat. All right, man.
No.
What are you talking about, man? I'll be charged.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh.
No, anyway. no, really, back to the story and the discussion.
Yes.
You had played the 20-something second clip of William, and you said you had done forward and reverse.
Yes.
I listened to that, and I could hear it in reverse like he was standing next to me. On the headphones, and it said it's William.
It's William,
and I heard that so clear, and I would amplify that at some point.
Okay,
and
I can do that.
Allow people. You can bring that up maybe a couple of decibels, so everyone
hear,
can hear
I
that.
Have
it's amazing.
An entire video of him telling me it's William, which is it's all different times at all different sessions of him. But and I'm gonna have to give you that so that you can you know what I'm saying, that I'm gonna send you the link so you can grab that audio for me. But no,
well, the only
William,
thing I'm
William,
gonna do
William
I'm just gonna take
prominent.
It and do the MP4 is gonna be an MP3. I'm not gonna equalize anything. It's gonna
Oh, you won't have to, it is that clear. You will not
have to. 128 have a 128 and a 192.
All right. He's like in this one. He's like, this is William Howe. This is William. William. He mentions his son's name and everything. Then he tells me. Then he says, "Why would you hurt me? You came from the fort." It's in the. All this is in the audio. It's pretty amazing. But you know, William is pretty prominent. I actually seen him. I don't know if I mentioned it last week or if it was between last week and this week. Leaning against, I think I might have. When I turned around, I was in the kitchen, and I turned around and he was leaning on the cat. You know, those tears that the cat perch thing that goes up high with his elbow on the thing, smiling, and then just disappeared. I'm like, hey, William. But he has a smile. You understand what I'm saying? It's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm around. You know, I'm doing good. You know, because he's like the protector, and Walter's like the. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what Walter. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. Walter's like, I don't know what he. I don't know, but he's pretty good. You know that he showed up for you. He showed up in Ohio. He showed up a lot of places.
Well, I'm going to get a bunch of your clips, and I'm just going to convert them from MP4 to MP3 so that you can parse through them. No, I haven't had a chance.
I know, but I can't wait. You got to get the one with Walter when there's no reception in the basement saying, I just wanted to know how you were doing.
Yeah. Well, you just send me the links to the ones you want me
to
convert,
I'll
and I'll be happy to do it for you.
Oh,
no
thank
problem.
You so much.
Yeah,
I don't have the tools with me, so you know what I'm saying? I don't have the tools with me right now. I'm kind of in limbo, and everything's in storage. So, you know how it is.
Oh,
you
know,
but the thing is, when you think about when you find your guide, you already have your guide. You just don't know. You get it. But your guide's already there, even if you don't know their name. Just ask for them when you do your investigation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your angel, your guide, whatever you want to call them. You know what I mean? I just say spirit guides is more comfortable, but you could say angel. You can do whatever. You know, because we all have one.
Yes.
We all got one.
Now,
you know?
I was going to ask you, remember that file we were talking about last week that we didn't get to?
Yes.
Do you still have the fourth file from Davenport, Iowa?
Wait a minute. We got a phone call. Hold on.
Okay, sure. That's fine.
Hello. What happened? They left.
Huh?
whoever has called, can you call back? Because I just noticed it. Because I had my head away from the studio. Can you call back?
Whoever called? Give me a call.
Yes, please give a call.
Come on. It's okay.
Yes, please call back.
There's
okay,
more gravy.
I think it was a 504 area code. I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
Me either. Okay. Well, anyway, it was here and now
it's
on.
Okay.
So if you can, call us back. All right. Now, what were we saying before? I just noticed the phone number and went to click and they left.
I had given you uploaded four files.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And there was one in Davenport, Iowa. And
I got it.
It's a really bad intersection. We can talk about it.
Wait a minute. Where is it? How come? Wait. Hold on. Let me look here and see if I got it.
Well, it should
okay,
be.
Okay, I've got Davenport, Iowa. I got it.
Yay!
Okay. All right, you want me to play it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me run it now.
Thanks.
Okay.
Davenport, Iowa, October 27th, 2011. Are you dead or alive?
No.
Yeah, I heard dead. So you know that you're dead? Can you tell me who the president is or was?
Real money.
What state are we in? Sound like I heard Iowa. Tell me what the color of my 18-wheeler is. What's the color of my 18-wheeler? What's the color of my truck? Like I heard someone say, it's red. Right.
I heard that.
Yeah, it said red. It's black.
Are you scared? Are you scared?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Yeah. That was at a Honda plant in Davenport, Iowa. And there's this intersection. And when I went, when I got there, you had to park. When you, if you get there early, I got there like 8 p.m. and the delivery time was 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So they tell you to park out on this street, and right in front of you is this four-way intersection. And mm-hmm. when I drove in to go in, you know, to park on the street on the other side coming in, because there is a cul-de-sac where you turn around in the back for trucks.
Right.
And I came through there. When I crossed through there, and I was going, of course, like really slow, mm-hmm. I just felt like a whole lump sum conglomeration of really blop, blop, you know, where people have been getting nailed there for a very long time.
Right.
So that sound file, when you can be found on YouTube.com/Fabian Trahan, it goes on a little longer, and we start talking about other things, and it gets really interesting. But
that's always great to sit there and do that when you know you feel something and you stop and you decide you're going to put it on. Okay.
Well, yeah,
and,
I was told I had to wait till 5 a.m., so I was shutting down for the night. And
right.
I could just – I got out of the truck and walked over by it, and I'm like, was that just kind of a fleeting? So I walked up there and started asking questions. And,
that's
of course,
you
the people
do.
Were looking at me like, what the hell is he doing?
You know how much that happened to me? Oh, okay, I got you. I understand.
Holding
you know what,
a laptop and a ghost box is hard to do. And so I sat down on the grass, and they're like, what is this guy doing with this little black box and this laptop with a fleur-de-lis on it?
Let me tell you, wherever I go and I run the price box, somebody always finds us.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Like, no matter where we are, it's like, you know,
there's
what I'm saying?
That's
right
a
now.
Long, yeah, there's two
yeah.
parts to that, and it's long.
Oh, that's a good clip, though. But the spirit
yeah,
people got to
know. Yeah,
and
that was just the first part of it, yeah. And every one of those have been the very beginnings.
People have to know the spirits are everywhere. They're not just where you got to go. They're not just at Selma, even though they love to come to Selma because they visit there. But they're not just down. They're not just there. They're on the grounds you walk on. They're on the. If you feel something, stop and check it out, just like you did. Because look at you got a response.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
They're everywhere.
Most certainly did. You know, and here's the deal. Now, I will also tell you again, because I tell everybody this, it's really important that people understand that not everything you hear is spirit.
Exactly.
A lot of times, you know, this is the only way that I can, you know, I got to kind of, hey, look, is it the same voice coming back? Is it communicating in an intelligent way? There's a checklist, you know. You can't just
checklist.
Paint with a broad brush and say, oh, hell, listen to this, you know. But no,
hold on.
Okay.
Hello, who's on their air with us?
David.
David, my
Hi,
friend David.
David?
Yeah.
Hi, what are you doing?
Hey,
you
David.
That's fantastic. Hi.
Hello. Hey, David, how you doing?
How you guys? Yeah, it's been
good?
Interesting tonight.
We're
yeah, I know,
great.
I'm doing fine.
Well, thanks.
Oh, God,
so,
you called in. That's fantastic. Add to this. Tell us a story.
Yeah, yeah. Is this David Pemberfoot?
No. What? Who?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
No. Oh, my bad. I hope he ain't listening. My ass is grass. Who the hell is David? I'm in trouble now.
David, tell us your name and everything.
Thanks, David.
My name
David.
Is David.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Good. Now I know how to pronounce it. Go ahead.
I'm such a dumbass. I just gravitated toward that. Sorry, buddy.
All right. Tell us a story. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't have a story. I just had a question.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well,
there you
all
go.
Right.
Well,
all right, ask our question.
Well, I've got stories, but maybe not for live broadcast, but yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so what has been the most vulgar reply you've ever gotten through spirit communication?
Oh, shit.
Mine was Selma, and we were running the box. We had it running through an amplifier. It was the SB7. Ran through an amplifier, and this man comes on and goes, "Lisa, where's my kiss?" I swear to God,
oh,
I got that is up on our YouTube. Okay, yep, that. Yeah, but you know, things like "fuck you." Well, yeah, we've gotten that. With the judge.
That's what
I
was gonna say.
Shout out to Greg O'Brien at Fort Mifflin. He knows the judge very well.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten, mine is the classic "fuck you," "go to hell." I was at a private investigation, and it told me to, quite frankly, in all three scans of this SB7, get the hell out. And that, I'm like, I was asked to come here.
I know. What about you, David? What was the most vocal you got?
What was yours?
It would have to be, I think, when we were at the Peoria Asylum, when we had an event there with Chip Coffee. And the spirit there came through, and he basically said, "Fuck off, you all suck."
Also, why am I laughing? Why am I laughing? It's kind of funny, though. They interact like regular people. Like, "Fuck you, get out of here. We don't want you here. Go. Let's fuck out."
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He was, Chip was funny as hell. He was like, "Oh, my God, he's a real foul-mouthed piece of crap."
I know. I've had the pleasure of investigating.
Great.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of investigating with Chip. He is fun. Okay, so,
He's a Facebook of coins, but a very interesting fellow, to say the
least. I know he is. What else? Anything else, David?
Not really. Not as far as bad interaction, no. I mean, the weirdest one, it was at Peoria Asylum, and I think we were up in the attic, and I caught a little girl laughing.
Oh,
I think I still got
that
audio. I'll have to send it to you.
We didn't allow
children on any of the tours because, you know, the building was kind of iffy as far as the repair. So, to hear a little girl laughing like that, it was like, okay.
I understand completely. We had that happen in the house over here when I lived on Chestnut Street, which was really haunted. Which turned out to be where Hannah and Hal raised the kids that William had. But anyway, over here, we were running the box one time, and literally a little girl comes through. She goes, "Take me to the hospital." Oh, my
great.
God.
That's
I was
so
like,
cool.
What the? Yeah. And a little girl laughing I heard one night when I wasn't running anything. Okay? And Jade wasn't home, and Mikey wasn't home either. I was by myself. I was like,
"That's
crazy." It must have been the girl who wanted to go to hospital. Okay.
That's what I was fixing to say. I got it. She needed a lift.
Yes, she did. And that was pretty.
Hey,
crazy,
David, I got a question for you. And this is kind of a run of the mill question. You've probably been asked this before. Do you think that demons can imitate the sound of sounds of children laughing and? That it may be a more malevolent type of interaction. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, and this was still at the Peoria Asylum, we were all down in the basement on one end, just past the autopsy room. And they were doing a small spirit box session into the hallway when somebody turned and told me to be quiet because they heard me say something in their ear. I was 25 feet away from them.
Wow. Wow.
But yeah, they directly heard my voice, recognized my voice in their ear. So
they could imitate.
Yeah.
They can.
They can imitate. I don't think it's confined to demonic entities. I think malevolent human spirit can do it as well.
Right.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So can good spirits, because you're sitting here with Louis Armstrong here, right? Because, baby.
Yeah, what a wonderful world.
You see what I'm saying? So can the good ones, too. They can sleep funny. You know what I mean? Me, me, me,
that kind of touches base with what we were starting the show out with, the humorous type of spirits. It may not always be malevolent. Maybe they're literally just trying to mess with us, you know, and they're making these little laughs. And, hey, watch this. And I've seen the cartoon strips where it shows the ghost freaking out the investigator, you know, something to that effect, you know, where it's like, hey, watch this. I'm going to do a little girl. I'm going to do the little girl laugh.
I have to do a little meme about that. Two ghosts holding the beer, and one says, here, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you know something, when you think about it, like all the work that I've done, I think we spend a lot of time giggling because it would, you know what I mean, there would be like little jokes coming in, or like I said, don't step in, my funniest was don't step in it, and then I was like, what? And they're like, don't step in it. No, I almost did. I had a dog dish in my hand. I didn't know Zeus.
Oh, I thought
poop.
You actually got it. I thought
no,
your foot went into
I was
it.
Just,
oh, okay.
No, they stopped me. They're like, don't step in it. And I was like, don't step in what? And I went to go, and I looked, and there's dog poop, and I just was going to step in it. So for verification purposes, that was hysterical. Okay, I was like, and I started laughing. You know what I mean? We used to just run the box for no reason whatsoever. We used to, like, let it run. Okay, and just one time, I got to tell you guys a story. Mikey, if he's listening, but he covered your ears. Jade was doing dishes at the counter, okay? We had the box on it, and Mikey was little. He must have been like, I don't know, 9, right? And what a pain in the ass he was being. You know what I'm saying? And Jade's doing dishes, and we're like, Mike, knock it off. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And the spirit box, the PSP 7 was running through the amplifier. Right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you hear, Michael, stop it. And he just stopped what he was doing. They're like, knock it off, Michael. Be good. He's like, I'm sorry. And Jade was washing dishes, and we were giggling because it was just so funny. He's like, I won't do it again, I promise. And they were like, stop it. Literally, in the middle of his tantrum, they cut it right off, and he's like, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. And I remember he leaned on the radiator and sat down like he got in trouble. It was the funniest thing I ever seen, but, you know, then again, it was good. Okay.
Well, one of the funniest things that ever happened to me is I was in the den with Danielle, shout out to my wife for 30 years, and I've been drinking. But you ever had the club tails? You ever drink those club tails?
I didn't know, but you
like
did.
The mango. They got mango and they got tropical.
No.
And they're like 12. They're 12%. They're pretty good. Well, I've knocked off about. Well, they're really strong though. They're draft beer. They taste like wine.
Okay.
I'm guilty. But I drank a bunch of this and I had the empty bottles in my den. And this is. Telling you about.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
I'm sitting over there and I'm like, I'm just going to get totally fucked. All the bottles got knocked over and the TV shut off.
And I'm like,
okay. And Danielle looked at me. She said, I don't think it agrees with you. I think it's getting tired of your bullshit. Like me.
What about David? Did you ever have anything funny like that happen? Like unexpected like that?
Trying to think. I try to stay pretty guarded. So,
okay,
not
you don't
really.
Let the fun in. You got to let the fun in.
That's smart. That's very smart. And
I mean, around here, I can still hear. And, you know, I've talked to other investigators, too, because, you know, I was always wanting to know if animal spirits always come back. Because I still hear my cat here all the time.
That's awesome.
A little asshole jumping right off my counter, hitting the floor. My floor actually shakes when it hits, when I hear the noise.
Oh,
and I'm like, holy
awesome,
crap.
I'm so jealous of you.
I've had things fall off the wall at me, and I don't know why.
You think it's your cat? Or is it too high up?
No, it was way too high up. Cat never made it up that high. It might have been somebody else. Like I said, I don't know how many spirits are actually roaming around this mountain.
Oh, you are, yeah. But, well, you better tell Cousin Fabian where you live, like where your location is.
Oh, yeah, I live mid-state Maine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. I got a lot of family up there, a lot of family. My family was from Acadia. They were kicked out in 1755 by the British in Nova Scotia. But, no, the Cajun people,
yeah.
A lot of them ended up in New Brunswick, PEI,
Canada.
And
mm-hmm.
Newfoundland and Quebec. But I got a lot of family in central Maine.
Okay, so
and,
what is your mountain? What is the mountain like, David? What is it like? I've seen pictures, so tell Cousin Fabian what it's like.
Well, Mount Blue used to be the original settlement for Avon, from what I've been told, and the cemetery at the top of the hill would show that because it's pretty damn old. But
okay.
Yeah, I've heard some strange noises outside here in the middle of winter. Like,
oh,
you know,
wait, hang
that,
on,
that
hold on,
ice.
I'm going to answer. Oh, my, hold on, wait, I got another phone call coming through. Hold on, let's get to this person. Hello?
Yeah.
You're on with us.
I had that call. I had to call back.
Oh, it's Fabian.
Yeah, every time I get to freaking Knoxville when I'm on my way to work, this crap happens, but go ahead.
All right, go ahead, David, continue about the mountain and everything.
Oh, yeah. About the noises. Yeah, we had a heavy snowstorm one year, a few years back, and then we had rain on top of that, so it had a nice, crunchy layer of ice.
Oh, yeah.
I got woke up in the middle of the night with something just breaking through that right outside the bedroom window.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously I'm jumping up, throwing on snow pants and boots, and I'm running out there, and there ain't one footprint anywhere on the property.
No bear.
Nothing.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not a thing.
Was it all
broken? The ice. No, hadn't even been touched.
Shit.
I was the only one who made footprints out there. I went around the corner. I'm
mm-hmm.
looking with the flashlight. I saw absolutely nothing broken through the snow. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Wow. Oh, wow. See, that's – and the mountains – I think the mountain – I know, Fabian, you agree with me. Mountains have hold a lot of history. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And
by the way – there's some woods in Maine that have killed a lot of people because of the ice. And I'm trying to remember the name. Is it Wolverton Woods? But it's a stretch of Maine that cuts through the state. And it's this icy road that has killed a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. The northeastern portion of the American Bermuda Triangle section.
Yes. Yeah, look at you. Hell yeah.
I can't remember what that's actually.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called right now. I'll have to look back into that. But
I used to know
it's brain
by
fart
heart
time.
Because...
Hey, I just got an alert for some bad news. Kirstie Alley from God.
Kirstie
Alley?
What the
yep.
hell?
From
oh,
Cheers.
Well.
Yep. Well, rest in peace. Okay, go on.
It
keeps popping up in my alerts. It's like boom, 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 boom. All right. Yep. Oh,
yeah, I got so many of them about Alan Jackson, Dolly Parton, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
Simon
she
Cowell.
Might be a lie.
Yeah, it might be a lie. I wouldn't put much stock in it yet.
I'd like to.
What? No,
I'd
no,
like
no,
to
no, no. Really, really,
that.
No. It's not that kind of alerts. It's TMZ, CNN, NBC.
Wow.
If it's TMZ,
I'll believe it.
Yeah, if it's a
that was my first
regular
alert.
News place.
Yes,
yeah,
but she died
Everybody
of cancer, a brief bout of cancer. Yeah,
damn.
She said
but
she
yeah,
died
of
a brief bout with cancer. I know.
Bucksport, Maine, has the haunted cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Knox, pretty wild place. We do that. Parafest, Maine, like they've been doing it 4 years, 5 years now.
Yeah, I see that.
Up there in Sasebo.
Is that in Augusta?
Yeah, it's right
or
outside of Augusta somewhere. It's close to
yeah,
Augusta.
Yeah, I've been
it's
wanting
right
to go up to see.
Right up there
yeah,
in Sasebo.
There.
So, yeah.
Yes,
and
we do the
they do the tours of the old mill there, the textiles mill.
Yeah.
And what
I
was
got
it? Not
family
last
in Bassoboro.
Yeah, not this year, but last year when I was helping out with a tour. We were actually playing ball with one of the spirits up on the second floor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, of course, he's devout. He's actually, you know where Winslow, Maine is?
Yep.
My cousin Lee is one of the, he's one of the town aldermen there in Winslow. And it's a very historic little village there, too. I tell you, Maine
you know
has
I know?
A lot of stuff. You got Stephen
wait,
King.
Wait,
you know
what I know about Maine?
Can't be wrong.
You know it's north
no,
of
No, you know
right?
what I know about Maine? It's beautiful
yeah.
in Maine. That's
yes,
what I know about Maine. It's gorgeous up there.
Considerably, yes. But it is beautiful. It's beautiful. The Maine
yep.
woods are so gorgeous. But I got something to tell you about Maine. They're killing the woods up there, and it's a travesty. They're starting to cut a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Are they?
That's
oh, that's
yeah. tough.
They shouldn't be doing
the
that.
Janet
they should stop
Mills
that.
Janet Mills project and I can't comment because
I know
I'm a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I comment? I'm not nice.
No, because we're not political.
I'm sorry.
And we're not. None
no,
of that
but
stuff.
No, no. This has nothing. No, this has nothing to do with politics. What this has to do with
oh,
you're taking away
the
oxygen. You're taking away the oxygen. You're taking away. Once you what you do to the earth, you do to yourself. So the more you cut
that's
down, the
true.
Worse it's going to get. The worse the sun can penetrate. The worse weather is going to change, and then you're going to be screwed. Where Maine is too still okay. Look
beautiful.
Down here. Why is it going to be 56 degrees? We'll just leave it at that. You get what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
Well,
like,
they need
yeah,
to
they
quit. They need to quit.
Nature. They're pushing the
they
animals.
They need to stop,
in.
Man.
Here I go. They're pushing the animals. They're migrating inward. They're mixing with other animals. And then disease mixes, and that's
mm-hmm.
how they transfer to humans. So everybody needs to chill. There you go.
You know, that's something a lot of people don't know, but you're absolutely spot on about that.
Oh, I know. I'm a surgical vet tech and a certified animal care specialist. I definitely
yeah.
know what I'm talking about, and that's exactly what happens. And then, you know, we have problems.
And you are a
no,
certified
son.
Lover
yeah.
of trees. I can attest to that.
Yes, I am. I'm a certified lover of nature.
Well, you should be. The earth is our mother, and they need to quit
that's
messing
right.
with mom. They really do. It's getting old.
It's our
find
own,
new
it's
ways
our
to do
home.
It.
They
quit chopping
it.
All of our damn resources down.
I'll tell you what. Grow some hemp and use it. There you go. Ta-da.
Well, good
really,
luck to Maine, though. Good luck to Maine. Good luck to the conservation movement
yes,
up there.
Yes.
I hope everything works out.
Are they people still
Tennessee.
Trying to stop it up there, David?
We've been trying to stop it since
yeah.
that woman
yeah.
took office. Her and her
okay.
CMP sure. corridor, she just kind of laid down and
yeah.
let CMP
and
ride
let
her without any fucking Vaseline coverage.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Oh, that's no,
right.
no,
yeah.
no, it's
right.
unscripted.
Just,
you say what you think, man. That's,
yeah, I would say, yeah, the hell with it. That's right. We're allowed to love nature. Nature is supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Nature is
mm-hmm.
is our, trees are our lungs. How's that? I'll just leave it at that.
That's
you
right.
Get it? There you go.
Yep.
The trees are our lungs. And we only have 6 minutes left, so we're going to talk for a few more minutes, and then guess what we're going to do? All three of us. We're going to listen to one of Mikey's songs.
We're
going to
sing.
Out.
We're going to sing Christmas Carol.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, you don't want me to sing. You'll lose anybody if you've ever had listening to you.
No, wait. We got to have him sing It's a Wonderful World. He's got to look up the lyrics right now. You gotta do the Louie. You gotta do the Louie. The skies.
All
I
remember
is
skies are blue. That's all I remember. Something is a wonderful one. Is it not a wonderful head cold?
Yep. But no. And I'm so glad you called in, David. Thank you. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir,
we did have another
you.
Call, but I don't know what happened to them. You know what I'm saying? Unless
yeah.
that was you. Did
right.
you call once before?
No.
Did you call before
no,
this
well,
call? Then it was somebody
no,
else.
No, I tried one other time, but I think I got the area code wrong.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, because
nope.
the area code that
well,
called
no,
prior
that wouldn't
was
have
not
been
the same.
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
This is 207. It would have been 403 was before, so it was weird. They hung up, though.
Maybe
I
it was maybe Walter
I think
was trying to get a hold of it.
Yeah, it was the spirit guy. He tried to chime in and say,
yeah,
Walter.
The spirit guy was like... Yeah, he's like, nah, I better not mess
tell,
with it.
Tell, Fabian, tell David about when Walter showed up. I told Fabian I was going to send Walter to his investigation, right?
Yeah.
Remember, I told
yep.
you that.
And I'll be damned. Well, we were up in what they call the Red Room of the Nickerson Snead Museum in White Spring, Virginia, back in April. And I've turned the Ovilus 5B on, David, and the first thing that comes through, and I sent her the video and I posted it on Facebook, it said, Walter. And
that was
a bunch
the first
of other
thing
stuff
that came through.
I'm trying to remember. It's been a while. So it was something to the effect of Walter being there and watching out for us.
Yep. And that's the way he rolls. Look at that. That's the way he rolls. He just rolls around everywhere. I don't. But is that not
and
ironic?
And I was like,
you know,
and I told everybody at the investigation, I said, I just made Lisa a field investigator. So I added her to, I actually added her to the group. By the way, I need to send you a T-shirt.
Oh, you have
I
to.
To send you
I have to wear that
yeah,
T-shirt.
Yeah, team shirt, yeah. Yeah, I got to get you a T-shirt.
Yes, yep, because I'm there in field. I'm Sam Walter.
You're an official member of Tri-10, T-R-I-T-N, Paranormal in Greenville,
yep.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Yep,
and I would send you a pup shirt, but I don't have any more.
That's okay.
I would send you a pup shirt, but I don't have no more. You know what I mean?
Or
but, this
I can send you the teddy bear or the coffee cup. No, I'm just kidding.
Aw, the coffee cup sounds good. Wait, the coffee cup. I love coffee. Coffee's good.
Okay.
And
well,
hot chocolate. Right?
Maybe you'll get a surprise Christmas present. David, I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yes. All right.
Nice
so now I'm going to. David, would you stay on
feel
with us?
Feel free to call anytime.
Yes, please do. All right. Would you stay on with us while we play a song? And I'm going to do it now
yeah, sure.
so we can end. We're going to play our song. We're going to say goodnight. So say goodnight to everybody. And we're going to end this song with Mikey's, our favorite song by Mikey, Fairy Tale. By Selby Sound, the band called Fairy Tale. Okay. Good night, everybody. Have a listen, though. Okay. All right.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to Live Paranormal.
Okay, have a listen, David. Stay on with us until it's over.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Sweet
One,
dreams.
Two, three,
good night.
Four. Here we go.